This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, you are in for a real treat in this third hour. I've been on the show a couple times. He's got an amazing radio voice and a great understanding of the New World Order. And he's a great guy. And in the future, you'll hear him occasionally filling in on the show for me when I'm off on missions. He's a Michael Corbin with A Closer Look. Very well-produced radio show that airs Saturday nights. I've talked to a few station owners that carry my show. I know they're now picking up his show. I believe in it. I believe in a lot of the shows that are on this network. But he produced that Neocon Star piece, too, and some other pieces you haven't heard that we're going to air here. And he's on a Saturdays, what, 7 to 9. And Michael Corbin's going to just discuss all the news, a lot of it we haven't gotten to, here in the next hour, and we're going to take calls. Right now, let's go back to some of the callers that we're holding. Mike in California, go ahead and finish up the points you were making, sir.
I encourage everybody to read Russell Blaylock's book that's entitled Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and look in the index and look up the word aspartate and also aspartic acid. And there's about 30 different references that speak negatively about it. But, again, you'll have to read these yourself to understand it. But he says
well, you're talking about aspartame and the subdivisions of it, and now what? 9,000-plus foods have it. They're putting it in everything, and it is horrible, folks.
Yes, and aspartate is listed in that book as being the major ingredient in NutraSweet. So I would assume that, you know, it's something to be looked
into. It's what they do with the molecules from the people. I've actually brought that up to them.
Uh-huh.
It's the combinations and then what it breaks back down into.
Okay. So maybe that particular one is not as bad as the straight aspartame?
Well, I'm going to have to check it out. I'm not the surgeon or the doctor and all the folks we've had on.
Okay. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention so you can throw it around and just kind of look it over when you have time and
will,
as well as the listeners.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it. Let's now go ahead and take another call. And I've got my call list all messed up. I don't know who's up next, I guess.
It's Regina.
Regina in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. With all this talk about Rush Limbaugh, who could care less about, let the system work with him.
Why don't we just have the SWAT teams raid him and take his property?
You know what I mean?
Forfeiture seizure. Let's just take his $290-something million. And,
you know, I really don't feel any pain because he's been giving me pain for years because he's a whitewash. You know, I'm sorry.
He is the most liberal person on radio.
Right. You know, what has he done? I mean, you know, maybe some of the stuff that he brought up will help him.
That shows how scrambled all the people's brains are. They think Limbaugh is a conservative.
Well, anyways, I want to say this thing tomorrow morning, it was announced that on tomorrow morning, 7:45 on the Washington Journal, Judge Roy Moore is going to be on. And I thought, you know, that's somebody that is standing out there. We have all these other things going on, Rush Limbaugh, Arnold Schwarzenegger. We have $87 billion going to Iraq, but Judge Roy Moore is still hanging out there. So I just want to encourage people to maybe tune in tomorrow morning on Washington Journal. And also, you know, the man behind the man. You know, I'd gotten some from American Life League. Buffett, Warren Buffett is the one that's behind Alex, or Arnold, correct?
Well, Lord Jacob Rothschild, the Kingmaker, George Shultz, Buffett, I mean, the entire Bohemian Grove, according to two San Francisco Chronicle articles, is behind him. That's why they want McClintock to step down.
Okay, can I read some few things here just real quick about American Life League?
You got about 45 seconds.
$4.7 million to International Projects Assistance Services, a firm that develops equipment for abortionists. $3.5 million to the Population Council, which played a key role in getting federal preview for RU-486. $2.1 million to Planned Parenthood of America and 11 local chapters. $1.5 million to Narrow Foundation. You know, you're getting the point here that, you know.
Okay, so what is this from?
This is from American Life League, Judy Brown.
Saying who's giving this money?
Warren Buffett is where he gives. That's where he gives his money.
Well, I know he's a globalist slime ball.
Well, that's who you're supporting if you support Arnold.
The Washington Times endorses him after he says he loves Hitler. Thanks for the call, Regina. Great points. All right, Michael Corbin straight ahead, and more of your calls and a bunch of news. We got 55 minutes left. Stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. Welcome already into the third and final hour of this Friday global transmission against tyranny. I'm honored to be your host. 8 minutes and 30 seconds in here. And I know we've got George in Michigan and Brock in Canada and many others that are patiently holding. If you'd like to join us on air on any news item, any piece of propaganda, any of the things that are going on worldwide that concern you, NAFTA and GATT about to be expanded radically in trade talks that are starting in Miami October 18th. You thought NAFTA and GATT were bad. They say this is NAFTA and GATT on steroids. Any of these issues, Bush going AWOL from the Air Force, which we've known for years but is now in ABC News, Japanese city plans GPS tracking system for children in wake of teen abduction. That's coming up, too. I'm going to throw a lot of different news articles out here at our guest, who is a good friend of mine. I've been on his show several times. He's got a closer look. And he's a great radio broadcaster and a student fighting the New World Order here in the School of Life. He's Michael Corbin joining us from Denver, Colorado. And, Mr. Corbin, good to have you on the show.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be with you. I always enjoy talking to you.
You bet. Now, you're the guy that did the Neocon Star piece that I'm just in love with.
Yeah, we're actually producing some other ones, too. We decided that, you know, the time is now to take a closer look at some of that stuff, too. So we decided that a little bit of irony and parody is not bad. you know. It grabs the attention of the listener, and we kind of poke some fun at some of this stuff that's going on with these guys.
And so, hence the name of the show, A Closer Look with Michael Corbin. Why don't you give the website out for folks?
Okay, our website is www.4aclosterlook.com. It's www.4aclosterlook.com.
Now, Michael, there's so much going on in the world today. What are the top three issues facing humanity that you think are the most important?
Well, the first and foremost in my book is the loss of our liberties. The second is the preponderance or the proliferation of the New World Order agenda. You know, this is the main course of the day. We are seeing radical changes to our whole way of living and the whole way of doing business, and if things don't turn around, then it's going to be a done game. I mean, it's already near that now, because you know, listening to your program and the stuff that we discuss on our program, there is a real serious problem. They have got this game covered at every angle. They've got religion, they've got education, they've got finance, they've got politics. They have sewed this bag up really, really tight.
And now that they've got us pinned in, they're starting to close in for the slaughter.
Yeah. And the thing is, and you know this too from seeing the stuff that you've seen, that it used to be kind of a vague, shadowy kind of thing. It was never really in your face. It is now in our face. They're telling us what they're doing to us, and we're accepting it. I don't get this. I just don't understand it.
Well, it's amazing, Michael. And I noticed when I was watching a video last night, a video clip, considering using it in a new film I'm making, of Congressman Pete Sessions, who's a congressman for Central and part of East Texas.
Right.
And he got up, and he was speaking to a group of college students, and he said, hey, it's a new world order. We've been attacked. America won't survive unless we join the new world order. Your life's going to change. The economy's going to go down the tubes because of the terrorists attacking us. We've got to have a new world order to save the economy. And then I got in my car and heard the overnight disinfo people saying, yeah, the world's all changed. We've got to accept this now because the terrorists attacked us. I mean, this really is a line that, oh, things are changing because of the terrorists. Not that the globalists had lined up this whole change, and then we're going to use a terrorist attack as the trigger, which PNAC in their own documents, the globalists tell us, was their plan. So, so they're counting on us, and so I've seen the former CIA director at UT at a CFR meeting saying, we've got to have a new world order, you know, the change is here, get used to it. I see congressmen doing it, I see Bush doing it, I see Democrats doing it. And you still try to talk to the average person, they'll try to deny there's even a world government.
Well,
that's the devil's biggest trick, was convincing the world he didn't exist. Go ahead.
Well, no, they laugh at you. I mean, they laugh at people who use the word New World Order, but yet people like George Bush Sr., people like Gary Hart, one of the things that I find really, really laughable is this whole partisan politics thing. This is nothing more than a smokescreen and a diversion while they're on both sides of the fence, while they're moving in and stealing our rights and taking away our liberties. They are, you know, camping themselves on either side, the alternative choice. They change, just like General Frank. They change sides. They're changeable. They have different hats. They can put on different hats. They can move from corridor to corridor, the military to the business to the multinational corporations. They're all in bed together. Gary Hart, a Democrat, talking about we can take advantage of the 9/11 and put into play something that our president's father said about a new world order. And it's like, you know, they are setting us up.
And then the FBI training manuals say that there's delusional groups that talk about a non-existent new world order, watch them, they're terrorists.
Yeah.
As every day, type new world order into a search engine, there are dozens of major papers going world government this, new world order that.
Yeah, but the thing is that, and see, this is the thing, Alex, they have been gradually acculturating us into acceptance of this thing. It's for our own good, the whole environmental thing, the terror, the fear. It's about fear. It's about ruling with fear, and that's what a tyranny is. You know, if we don't depopulate, we're gonna find ourselves in a real bad mess, you know, on the planet.
Well, it's like the Supreme Court. I mean, I remember 5 years ago seeing rulings where they cited the UN or the non-existent International Criminal Court that wasn't even in place, or foreign courts from countries where they don't even have juries. or where they have double jeopardy trying you twice for the same crime.
Sure.
And I would get on air and read Supreme Court rulings and federal court rulings and state courts that were citing the UN, and people go, I don't believe that. That would never happen. Then, the last 6 months, it's been all over the news that, yeah, they're going to follow what the UN says in their rulings now. And then on top of all that, the American Bar Association comes out and says, we're getting rid of attorney-client privilege. Your lawyer is going to spy on you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get rid of juries. I mean, it's really happening, folks. And if you just hesitate for a second, they're going to eat your lunch.
That's exactly right. And they're doing it now. They're doing it. They're not only eating our lunch, they're taking it in big, big, huge bites.
You're right. It's always been incremental, but now here in the final phase, it's like that flashpoint.
Yep.
Throwing a piece of paper in the fire, it turns yellow, brown, and suddenly flashes into flame. America is exploding in flames. I mean, 80%+ of the American people are against NAFTA and GATT. Republicans, Democrats, we know it's bad. We know it's unconstitutional. We know it's a scam. It's not free or fair trade. Everything's shutting down. They said the layoffs are going to get 7 times worse. What's their answer? Radically expand NAFTA and GATT, the 30-something countries in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, look at all of our industry. This country has been reduced to a mindless, video games and all these silly diversions. We're customer service oriented. We're all human resource. All of the things that made this country great, the industrialism, the manufacturing and all of that, has all left our shores and gone over to these other countries where these big corporations are exploiting the third world countries. And I mean, there was a news story the other day about that, where down in, I want to say Guatemala or somewhere down there, they've got those people, Del Monte Foods, has the banana plantations down there. And five to seven people have been murdered by these security guards because these people are starving. And
well, it's literally the grapes of wrath. They live in armored
compounds,
in dirt floor shacks, and that's what they're setting up here. And the Defense Department, in white papers with the big defense contractors, have said the new economy is going to be prisons, surveillance, police, military oppression. That's what America's going to be now. That's going to be our economy. Biggest part of our economy is prisons now.
That's right, and we're becoming Rome, because, you see, the more it's a fascist state is what it is, because the more we expand out there in the globe and force our culture and our ways on these other nations, the more it requires policing at home to support this system.
But because also to make the people internally... This is not American values. This is imperial values, as
exactly,
you said.
Exactly.
And so that's got to be done here. They're going to have tyranny worldwide. They've got to have it here.
Mm-hmm. Because who's got to pay for it? Who's got to pay for this and support this machine? It's the taxpayers. It's us. And, you know, when we start, us doing our radio show, we start resisting and putting out this message to people, it requires them to step up, you know, putting the screws down to people and brainwashing them and getting them to accept that they're going to be ruled and mastered.
I agree with you. We're going to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back and take a few calls from folks that have been patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We're talking to Michael Corbin, who does a syndicated show right here on this network. It's a closer look, and it's 7 to 9 Central Standard Time every Saturday night. And also, before Michael leaves us here at the end of the show, we're going to play not just Neocon Star, but maybe one of the little 5-minute montages that his great production staff have put together. But you gave us two of the big things you think are the most important: the loss of liberty and this whole New World Order global government expanding at a geometric rate. What was the third one?
Well, the third one is the complacency and the apathy that the people in this country have, the failure to understand the basic tenets of what our republic was constituted under, and that is the Bill of Rights, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it was all predicated upon the it's not a notion, it's a reality, that every man, woman, and child has an inalienable right. These rights come from God. The state is not God, and there is no way that the state is superior to us.
That's a great point, and I would also add a caveat to that.
Yeah.
That look at the fruits of America when we were a more free country.
Absolutely.
4% of the population, over half the wealth. Now we're 6% of the world population with about 30% of the wealth. We're losing that wealth, but as the middle class disappears, government grows, and the Fortune 500 get richer. Those numbers just came out in Forbes 2 weeks ago.
You got it.
The fruits of this system, folks.
That's the game. That's the game.
Absolutely. They don't want a middle class. You threaten them. They want you dependent on their plantation. It's like Del Monte. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, coming up in the next segment, we're going to air an interview that Michael Corbin did with George W. Bush, just a few minutes long. And then we're going to air that new ad that's been playing by OnStar, where they actually told the truth in one of their commercials. So that,
yeah.
I just love that. Thanks, pure genius. But that's coming up in the next segment. Michael, let's take some calls.
Okay.
Let's talk to George in Michigan. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I want to commend you for doing an excellent job. Okay. You're alerting our people to what's going on. You're telling the truth, and you've done an excellent job. Now, I was connected with Mark Kornke when the militias first started up here in Michigan. I was very close, working with Mark and John. And
sounds like you're out in the woods. I can hear crickets.
I don't think it's crickets, but I am out in the wilderness, and I raise fish. I've got fish in tanks here.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a fish farmer. So anyway, what I wanted to tell you is that I was with the war when the war started, and you're 100% right about the infiltration by the feds. And the feds were at the top in many cases. They were the guys sitting up in front of the room at the table, the commanders of the counties, or where they actually are, the place that they control, was they would control security in all the meetings.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's important that we all just be community leaders in our suits and ties, and just be aware of that infiltration and not play into it.
Okay, now let me take it a step further. In all of the things that I did, I got a big mouth, and I got a lot of newspaper coverage and a lot of radio, TV, and everything because I was kind of an obstinate character telling them the truth. They didn't believe it, okay? But what happened is I got a call from the FBI one day here back 3 years ago, and my wife took the call. And they said they would like to talk to me. So the following day, I called the FBI office down in Saginaw, Michigan. And I said, they said, we'd like to meet with you, Mr. Matusik. I said, where do you want to meet? He said, well, we can meet in down in Bridgeport. The state police have a room down there. Or you can come to our office here in Saginaw. I said, I want to come to your office in Saginaw.
Okay, so what happened?
You with me?
Yeah, what happened, sir? We don't have a lot of time.
Okay, so what I did is I took a tape recorder with me, and I took a suitcase full of all kinds of tapes and all kinds of literature exposing the New World Order.
You were trying to educate them, but all they were trying to do was set you up or
get
some dirt on you.
Well, that's where it started, okay? Now, this is a good story, Alex, so please give me a little bit.
I understand, but go ahead and tell it.
Okay, so anyway, here's what happened. I walked in there, and he said, well, we've had a complaint about you. And he read it to me, and it talked about me telling the state police. And I had made this comment. It was word for word my word. So I knew, somebody that was infiltrated one of the meetings had given it to him. And I explained to him when I was going to kill the state police. The state police were going to be heading up the National Police Force here in Michigan when the regional government and everything came in. And you know all about regional government. We're in federal region 10. And we're in state region 7. Okay?
So you said if it went to martial law, you would fight back.
Yeah, and so anyway, the meeting ended. He said, well, what you're saying, we can't do anything. There's nothing wrong with what you're saying. You've got a right to speak, he said, but we've got to call you down here and talk to you, okay? So I said, fine. And he says, look, he said, I want you to look me in the eye and tell me that you're not going to come back here and shoot me. I looked him in the eye and I said, here's the story. You leave me alone, I leave you alone. You screw with me, you die. And he clenched an axe. He's not used to being talked to like that, okay?
Sir, I hear you. You might be an interesting guest to have on sometime. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Michael Corbin, a lot of people are getting that attitude. A lot of veterans, they're tired of it. But yep. We've got to be very careful because an early flashpoint, we're winning this thing in the info war. The globalists would like it to go physical, but I understand that people are very frustrated by the oppression.
Well, sure they are. And, the thing is that one thing that we got to keep telling them is this. They've got to quit believing the polls, the statistics, and all the stuff that the mainstream media feeds them about how well this is going. When you're down on the street where we are, you hear this kind of thing from all of the people. You know they're frustrated. But they have to start realizing they must exercise their vote. And they must assert their voice and say, we're not putting up with this anymore.
Well, by vote, there's not just the ballot box. There's the grand jury, the jury box.
That's right.
Trying to get rid
of. You got it. Mm-hmm.
There's the soapbox because people don't know. People know something's wrong. They don't have specifics. So for folks like George in Michigan, who's very frustrated and cares about this country, and obviously he's been trying to educate people,
sure.
Mm-hmm. He's doing the important thing.
Yep, you're right. You know, and everybody has to do their part. Everybody, by doing their part, you know, it's like that story about the guy in the Soviet Union putting a grain of sand every day in the machinery. Eventually, that grain of sand stops it up.
Well, I mean, 99% of the police and medical workers refuse to take a smallpox shot.
Yeah.
People are starting to get wise. More calls, some great little clips coming up with Michael Corbin.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular...
3-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends. We're going to real quick go over some news, play some quick clips, talk to Brock in Canada, Joe in Maryland, Spencer in Ohio, Nathan in Iowa, Kevin in wherever Kevin's calling from. Just a lot to try to cover here in the little 25 minutes that we've got left with Michael Corbin, who I really appreciate coming on the show. We're about to play some of these clips here first. But before I do that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about indoor air pollution, the curtains breaking down, the dog dander, the toxins in the paint. Houses are so sealed now that they're just, it's a breeding ground for mold and bacteria. And I have a product that I know works. You know, it's not some magic super cure. It's just a product that works and cleans your air. It's electronic air purifier, effective, convenient, and complete solution to indoor air pollution. It's the Aeronizer, and I've got a source where you can get it at reduced prices. In fact, I've seen them advertised elsewhere for about 30 to 40% more. And it's an amazing system, folks. You really need to call them. They have systems that'll do a 500-square-foot room, or they'll do a huge house. They sell to factories and businesses, and it just pumps out high levels of oxygen, the more complex oxygen molecules, and it's oxygen that kills bacteria. It's oxygen that's why, quote, fresh air outside. It's an amazing system. I have one of these, and I believe in it, and I want you to give CSIN a call, and it's John Stattmiller, and they're there right now, and get a free color catalog or order an Aeronizer today, and they'll be there tonight as well. That's 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Do not wait, folks. Get the Aeronizer. Get a free catalog. It's the real deal. It's an amazing system. Pet odors, smoke, cooking odors, it just knocks it right out. It's an oxygen generator in your house. You know, the football players, whenever they're tired during a, after a play or during a timeout on the final drive, put the oxygen on. Well, that's just pure oxygen. This is higher levels of oxygen, complex bundles of molecules. It's light years ahead of an ozone machine and, frankly, costs less and has a lifetime warranty. 877-605-9200. Take advantage of that right now, folks. It's so important. And last but not least, I have produced 9 full-length feature documentary films. I have written a book, and I've published another book by Paul Joseph Watson, who you should interview, by the way, Corbin. It's a great book. This book is extremely powerful. Again, Order Out of Chaos, covering government-sponsored terror, not just in the U.S., but in England, in Israel, in Russia. It's got 3 incredible chapters with the most hardcore information on September 11th. You want to give somebody the big picture, do it with this book, $19.95. Get a second copy as a gift for somebody in your family for $11.95. We have to be the people that go out and bring this information forward. If we don't do it, nobody will. That's right. Why I authorize my listeners to make copies of my videos for not-for-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Make copies. Get them out to talk show hosts and county commissioners and your local constabulary. Show them who carried out September 11th. Get my videos. The toll-free number to get my videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase of these videos, these T-shirts, these books, also in a secondary fashion, supports my broadcast and my staff and what we're doing. So please be part of history and help us in this historical fight. And last but not least, I should say the videos are $25.95, all over 2 hours. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. Okay, Michael Corbin, thanks for holding through that, and the callers as well. You got a couple clips here you want to play that I want you to play. Which one are you going to play first?
We'll do the Neocon Star first. I like that one the best.
Well, I've played it about 20 times, but it's my favorite thing out there. And I want to post this on InfoWars.com. We haven't done it yet.
You've got it. You can.
Well, email it to me because I want to get my webmaster to put it up so everybody can hear this all over the country. Because every time I hear why did you cut this? I mean, I would guess because you were sick of hearing those OnStar propaganda
pieces. Well, yeah, you hear that. You hear that. And people, see, this is the thing, Alex. They have got their game so wired tight. One of the things that particularly offends me personally is the way that they get us to pay to enslave us. They have us pay them to enslave us. People buy these new cars, and OnStar is a way to track them. And if OnStar can unlock their car, they can disable their car. And so, you know, I heard those commercials, and I thought, well, you know, we ought to do something on that because, you know, this is ridiculous.
Well, they admit that Homeland Security and mainstream reports can, quote, tune into the audio. There's a sensor.
Yeah.
And listen to you. They admit the cell phone just doesn't track you now. They can tune in when the phone is off and listen to you.
Yes.
After the Green Bay News, the governor's all behind it with the feds.
Yeah.
I mean, this is more surveillance than Winston dealt with, and you're right. Putting it standard on Chevy, now on Ford, making you accept it, making you pay for it, then making it the law, which they now admit.
Yes, exactly. So that's what we did this for. And as you mentioned, we have an excellent production crew here. And so we have the liberty and the freedom to, come up with some of these interesting little ditties. And like I told you, we're going to do more. We've got a lot more coming.
And Michael, we're blessed to have shows out there with people like you that have teams like you. And folks, I mean, it's a lot of people have gone through a lot of heartache to bring you this information and to study and to fight the New World Order and have turned down a lot of payout deals and you name it. Lord knows I have. So we really need to appreciate shows like this one and shows like Michael Corbin's and the shows on this network. Go ahead and play Neocon Star.
Okay, here it goes.
You're listening to A Closer Look, bringing reality into focus.
The following is an actual conversation between a Neocon Star operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With Neocon Star, help is just a satellite away.
Neocon Star, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neocon Star observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in two counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the Neocon Star console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using Neocon Star. Have a nice day.
This is Michael Corbin from A Closer Look. Does this scenario seem far-fetched or on the horizon? Well, we may experience this level of government control if we don't stand up today and take back our God-given freedoms that have been taken in the name of the war on terrorism.
All right, great, and I've aired that a lot, but they air all their little Usama stuff a million times. But what I did when I interviewed Greg Palast about the IMF World Bank documents, we had a transcript made, and that ended up being published in over 400 newspapers.
Wonderful.
Just because of our listeners. Now, what I think should happen with that piece is radio host all over the country where they have this horrible OnStar ad running should take that and play that so people can hear. Because let me tell you, what you hear there is a lot more realistic to what the globalists admittedly have planned for this than what they sell in those ridiculous ads.
Yeah, well, when we produced that piece, we took all these elements of the control that they already have in place.
I'm
and we
an
incorporated,
old lady.
Yeah, I'm an old lady. I lost my car and I can't find it. You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, you're right. You know, it shows you how ridiculous all this really is.
Oh, by the way, they announced those hover blimps. They announced betting on dead soldiers and all that, and Poindexter had to step down as if he was the one doing it. He was just the titular head.
Yeah.
And now they've come out and go, okay, we are going to go ahead and deploy the blimps, but it's for the illegal aliens, which they're issuing all IDs and double the tuition. You know, knowing that we're against the illegal aliens, they oh, it's for those illegal aliens.
Yeah, well, see, everything that they do, they always attach a legitimate reason for why we got to do it. And, they say this is legitimate. We're doing it for your betterment, your good, that kind of thing, just like implants. We want to, you know, implants can be beneficial because if your child gets taken, we can locate your child. Yeah, right.
Now, Michael, that's a great point. Now, we've got loaded phones here, and I will at least take the first five of these calls from the folks that are holding. But you've got another little five-minute piece here.
This is actually a shorter one than 5 minutes.
Is this your interview with George W.
Yes,
Bush?
This is the interview with George Bush.
Oh, well, let me hear it.
Okay, go ahead and roll it.
Earlier this week, I had the privilege whatever you want to call it, to interview over the phone our president, George W. Bush. I attempted to cover some interesting topics, although the art of plausible denial got in the way. Well, so with that, let's go to the interview.
You're listening to A Closer Look.
President Bush, thanks for taking time out of your busy freedom robbery to speak with me.
Good afternoon.
Well, Mr. President, where are you speaking from? The Oval Office?
I'm speaking to you today from the training room of the White House, a place where American presidents have worked for peace.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Well, now, I just want to forewarn you. The questions that I'm going to be asking are not really related to those asked by your controlled media pawns, such as Shepard Smith.
Oh, I know we always don't agree. But we're beginning to get a spirit where we're more agreeable. But we're setting a different tone. I want to thank you all very much for your service to the country.
Well, I kind of appreciate that. Now,
I think America's lucky to have such distinguished citizens. I've been impressed by the caliber of the person. I've been impressed by the conviction.
Are you stalling me? Let's get to the first question. Now, what is a compassionate conservative?
Every nation has a choice to make. In this conflict, there is no neutral ground. If any government sponsors the outlaws and killers of innocence, they have become outlaws and murderers themselves, and they will take that lonely path at their own peril.
Now, I know that this is your stance on foreign policy, and that is one of our major concerns on the show, but let's start with what you've done to our freedoms.
Our precious freedoms.
Well, that's right, but what have you done with them that we like to call with the draconian measures, such as the Patriot Act? You know, I mean, what are your thoughts on Patriot Act 1, 2, and what some label is possibly number 3?
It has been a record of shared success, a true tribute to bipartisan efforts.
What's that really all about? What is that you really want Americans to do? In other words, to borrow from a man who paved the way for you, how many freedoms must we trade for security?
To travel great distances, to risk injury, even to be prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice of their lives.
Well, sorry to be rude, George, but that is pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Well, how long will all this take?
Our patience will be one of our strengths. Patience with the long waits that will result from tighter security. Patience in understanding that it will take time to achieve our goals. Patience in all the sacrifices that may come.
Now, since when does a free country need to surrender what makes it what it is?
Given the nature and reach of our enemies, we will win this conflict by the patient accumulation of successes, by meeting a series of challenges with determination and will and purpose.
Well, we're almost out of time, but let me ask you one other question, then I'll keep my promise to let you read your poem. Now, what is your primary goal in this war on terror?
My priority is to make sure people have more money.
Well, that didn't really answer my question, but then again, you know, you haven't really answered any of them. What are you really up to? Here at A Closer Look, we're convinced that you are nothing more than a New World Order pimp.
I know many Americans feel fear today.
Well, I guess this has just been a pointless interview. So let's make the announcement that you are really actually also a talented poet. Now let's hear your latest masterpiece.
We will not waver. We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail. Peace and freedom will prevail.
Well, that was really bad.
Listen, I'm getting a hook. They're fixing to put the hook on me. But I want to thank you.
Okay, well, do you have any last words for the audience?
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
Goodbye, Fyodor Bush.
Thank you. May God continue to bless America.
We would like to hear from you. Make the call. Our number, 800.
All right, folks. We got to take a bunch of calls now, but Michael, that's just great, and I know that we'll have you back up and play more of those in the near future. Stay right there. Let's go to these calls we've been holding forever. Brock in Canada. Go ahead, Brock. You're on the air with Alex Jones and our guest, Michael Corbin.
Hi. I wanted to ask two questions. Number one, what is eugenics? And number two, does your guest think that in the next 2 to 5 years we will lose the First Amendment?
I think we already are under political correctness and the thought crime stuff that's already happening. We'll get Michael's take on that. But eugenics, is that question for me?
Yes, Alex.
Well, I mean, eugenics is the science of these control freak globalists who are really come out of the whole feudalist system as feudal lords of engineering and controlling populations and being able to force abortion on us or what other sundry control they wish, forced sterilization, you name it. You want to take those two questions, Michael?
Well, I agree with you 100% on both fronts. Eugenics, amplifying the statement you just made about eugenics, I also see eugenics as a way for them to engineer a docile, mindless human being through. And eugenics can apply to this as well.
It's fluoride in the water, Ritalin,
exactly.
Prozac, genetic engineering, not
LSD,
giving you insurance.
LSD that changes the genetics of human beings when they consume it. I mean, there's a lot of things
going on. And the CIA released that, by the way.
Sure, and you know, you were talking about aspartame. That was on the list of drugs that were experimented with under MKUltra. You know, a lot of these drugs that people recreationally consume.
Same thing with the fluoride.
You got it. Rat poison. I mean, that's what fluoride is.
Great, great, great points. Brock, anything else?
Yes, I see the law, the justice system, it's continuing to erode, and it's like Satan laughing in our face saying, we like the perpetrator and the criminals, and we hate the victims. And
well, that's it. But, hey, I mean, what's wrong with the American Bar Association saying get rid of juries and get rid of attorney-client privilege? But folks, think about how insane that is.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. I mean, the only thing that keeps the tyrants away from us are those impartial systems that the founding fathers of our country put into place. They're checks and balances that must be there.
Absolutely. Brock, thanks for the call. We're going to come back and jam Joe and Spencer and Nathan. That's all we'll have time for into the final segment. I did want to mention this. A Japanese city plans GPS tracking system for children in the wake of teen abduction.
There you go.
We were just talking about it's always for our best interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's MSNBC, Tokyo Today. Stunned by the kidnapping of a teenage girl, a rural Japanese city plans to use satellite tracking system to help parents find their children. And again, the city wants to make all the kids wear these. And the two security companies that provide the service for the families, the 2,700 elementary, junior high school students, to wear a bracelet or a necklace that tracks them. All because of the abduction of a 15-year-old girl last month. And then now Sean Hannity says every child needs a chip. He said every child needs a chip, see?
I'm amazed at the stupidity of parents that would allow their children or themselves to be chipped.
Well, this government is involved in white slavery rings. They run the majority of the kidnapping of children.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Joy Schweiling. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's Detoximin. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of EDTA chelation therapy, says that Detoximin is the only chelation suppository product on the market that has all the following attributes. It's legal, safe, comfortable to use, and has documented proof of its consistent effectiveness in its ability to chelate. 10 chelation treatments would cost about $1,000, but you can get approximately the same amount of chelation therapy for $289.95. This is an amazing breakthrough, and now you can rid your body of heavy metals and toxins in the privacy of your own home. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order your Detoximin today. Imagine the equivalent of 10 chelation treatments for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
A lot of info to cover in a short time to get there. I was just talking to Mark, who runs the show during the break, and he made the good point that, well, this doesn't work. The kidnapper would just cut the tracker tag off they want to make the kids wear in Japan. That's the whole point. Then they say, oh, you got to take it implanted.
There you go, right into your arteries.
That's exactly the only thing that'll work, and that's what they're saying. Let's talk to Joe in Maryland. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Wonderful show today. I want to just make a quick announcement. I got a thing from Larry Pratt saying that Chief Justice Moore is going to be in Severin, Maryland tonight at 8080 New Cut Road. And
he's going to be on C-SPAN tomorrow morning, too.
And I wish I had known it earlier. I live 2 or 3 hours from there, but I would have, you know, made a point to get there.
That sounds important. What else is on your mind?
It's 7 p.m. That's it. Good show. Bye.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. Comments on Judge Roy Moore and how they're removing the foundations of America, Michael.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. They've got all of these bases covered, and that's what we got to keep letting people know. We got to keep bringing it to their attention that everything, when you turn around, you've got to take a look at it, and you got to sort through you got to cut through the garbage.
Who stands to gain? The Romans would always ask that. Who profits? Who has the motive? And look at everything in your life and then ask yourselves. Spencer in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. If we were under the Monroe Doctrine, we'd call forth the militia to protect that monument. And to aid Judge Roy Moore, 70 years ago, FDR opened up the CCC camps to put depressed white men back to work this month. And also Hitler went up on his observatory, and he studied the stars and said, this means blood. So did Hitler's Harvard shrink use MKUltra on him?
Well, that's true. He was handled out of the U.S. and England. Mm-hmm. And that's actually part of history, and folks don't understand that Hitler was a puppet. Thanks for the call, Spencer. Comments on that, on Schwarzenegger saying he loves Hitler, he's involved in all this stuff, but that's okay, but Trent Lott had to step down.
Exactly. Well, again, an illustration of the double speak and double standard, or double think, I should say, and double standards.
That's it.
You know, it's hypocrisy.
Total hypocrisy. Yep. And Nathan in Iowa, last caller, you're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, I was wondering what the title of your new video was.
I don't have the new video is not out yet, folks, and we're debating what the new title will be, and it won't be ready for a couple weeks or so, and it's real good. I'll just tell you that, and sorry, can't tell you right now. We're still trying to decide what the title will be.
All right, that's all I have.
Well, thank you so much, and sorry to other callers we can't get to you, but I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow from 11 to 2. Well, not tomorrow. I'll be back from 1 to 4 tomorrow with Real Talk Radio. I'm back Monday, 11 to 2 and 9 to midnight. Michael Corbin, you got the last 2 minutes of the show. What would you like to say to folks?
Well, I'd like to thank GCN. I'd like to thank you for doing what you're doing. And as you know, as you mentioned, it's a tough business to assimilate and refine all this data and put it out. And GCN is a great network, and I'm really glad it's there.
And we've had amazing successes in the minds of men and women. We have labored hard, but the harvest has been a great bounty. And we need everybody to be leaders out there.
That's right, and that's the bottom line. You got to get out of the victim mentality. You got to remember and realize that you have an obligation to your families and to yourselves and to others to stand up and do what's right.
And to hear your show, folks can tune in right here on the network at GCNLive.com this Saturday, 7 to 9 Central. That's 8 to 10 Eastern. That would, I guess, be 6 to 8 Mountain.
Right.
Or at your website.
www.4, that's the number 4, aclosterlook.com.
All right, Michael Corbin, I know we'll be hearing from you soon here on this broadcast as well. And thanks for joining us, and God bless.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much, and God bless to you, too.
You bet, my friend. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Tell your friends and family about the show. I want to thank the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the great folks running this show, and God Almighty. Now get out there and fight the New World Order and have a safe weekend and wake somebody up this weekend. Get involved. Get involved in the fight against the New World Order. You don't have a choice, folks. You better join sides and get off the bench and get in the game.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere.